Parshas Shlach Beis Tfilah Tovshin Ein Vov. Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor Shlach Lecho Anoshim V'yasuret Et Kanan. Send for yourself people to spy out the land. Says Rashi, L'datcho, if you want to do it, send. Ani eini mitzav lecha. Says Hashem, I'm not commanding you to do this. Im tirtze, shlach. If you want to send, v'shebo Yisrael v'omru nishlecha anoshim lefoneinu. The people came and requested to send the spies. And Moshe asked the Shechina, Omar, ani amarti lehem shitoivo. I told them it's a good land. And they want spies. Chayem sheni noisen mem nokim litais. Indeed, I will give them a place to make a mistake. Therefore, shlach lecho, I'm not telling you what to do. You decide what you want to do. Okay. The question is, so why indeed, when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu shlach lecho, and chayim ani mokim noiserem mokim mitois, ani amarti lehem sheretz toiva, so favos taka, why indeed did Moshe Rabbeinu send them raglim? Once Hashem is not commanded to, and Hashem has told us it's eretz toiva, so why indeed did Moshe ready to do this? Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he fall into this? And he amarti lehem sheretz toivo. Favos taka. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get into this? Shlach lecho im tirtze, if you want to. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do this? Rav Desla, in Michtav Meliyahu Chelek Aleph, in the Kundus HaBchira, proves from here a very important point and a frightening point. But choyvas haishtadlus. Really, the optimal situation, Adam Rishon of Me'achet, he sat in Gan Eden, and he didn't have to be involved in anything. There was a Gan, there were Malochim, who were selin oibasar, umoizgim lo yayin. The Malochim took care of his food, took care of his wine, whatever these concepts mean. There was a gan. All Adam Rishon had to be doing was the lo'avda, is avodas haruach, the Torah and the mitzvahs. There was no need for him at all to be involved with physical activities. There was no chayvas haishtadlus whatsoever. But once Adam Rishon acharachet, once he sinned, then came the gzeros of v'zeh asapecho toich alechem. You have to toil, work hard. This all came about Adam Rishon Acharachet. The optimal situation is that we should be, all our needs should be taken care of, and we can focus on the Ikar, which is Avodas Hashem. Therefore, even though today we have a Chayvas Hishtadlus, yet, it brings them to Sitz Hasharim, it's a Knas. The status we do is a knas. It's a fine. And therefore, a person needs to cut down as much as he can. You don't volunteer, you don't add to your fine. If you get caught speeding and you're given a 1,000 shekel fine, you don't pay 1,500. You pay as whatever you can get away with, that's what you pay. Don't add to it. There's no tips. There's no tips to the police. If you give them a tip, you may be arrested. For different reasons. But you don't add extra. So that, likewise, you do this as minimal as possible because it's a knas. Brings up Zundel B'Salant, says, my shtadlus is, I buy a lottery ticket. That's it. Because all shtadlus needs to be done is to cover up the nes. Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everything. It's all from Hashem. we have a knas, and the knas is to cover up the nes. There shouldn't be a blatant nes. Therefore, I buy lottery tickets, and if Hashem wants to give me the money, I win the lottery. But it won't be a nes because I bought the tickets.
How do you know?
Oh, yes.
Are you paying 1,000 shekel or 1,500?
So we're getting this point. So how much to do? So by Rabbi Zunda Mistanante, it was the minimum. That was his level. Says Rav Dessler, okay, a person must be very careful not to go to the other extreme. Sometimes, true that you can't do over ishtadlus, but likewise you can't do less than necessary. Why not? It's a knas. Why can't I do less than necessary? It could be what you're claiming is, oh, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really atzlus, maybe just being lazy. Says the key to tell whether by doing less ishtadlus that's what you should be doing is what would happen if you don't get the money. If you buy the lottery ticket and Hashem doesn't give you the win, you don't win, and you're at home, the phones are ringing, people are bugging you for the money you owe them, the makolet doesn't give you credit anymore, your wife is complaining, your children are hungry, the cupboards are empty, and you say to yourself, true, I just sat at home, I didn't do a shtad, I bought the lottery ticket. What an idiot. I'm a shaiter. I'm tembel. How did I do that? But look at this bad situation I put myself in. There's a sakona, a person may come and be toyer, and he may regret what he did. If that's the case, that's a riot. You should have done more ishtadlus. By Rav Zundel Misalant, who was a big tzaddik, and he had bitoch, and he was mamim, b'leiv sholem, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether I get money or I don't get money, it's all Ratz and Hashem, it's all the same thing. By him, by buying a lottery ticket and not winning, was b'seder gomor. He was mekabel b'leiv sholem, he knew this is, I didn't win, that wasn't Hashem's will, and even if I would have done other things, it wouldn't have helped. So by him, now it's chayav ishtadlus, not more. But by a regular person, the criteria is to do enough ishtadlus that even if you won't succeed, you won't feel you've made a mistake. You won't come and regret what you did. The person tried, he applied for jobs, he showed up, and at the end of the day, the company shut down and they went bankrupt, didn't pay the salary. He doesn't feel he did the wrong thing. I did the right thing. And he recognizes Hashem didn't want me to be paid. Doesn't feel like a shaiter. Doesn't regret what he did.
What's the difference between the two stories? The two stories that you
tell us? Yes.
On the day, the guy doesn't have money for his family.
Right.
So one guy went out and did nothing, and the other guy did everything, and they both can't be different.
Okay, so Rav Zundel Misalant, by him, he was such a level, if I have no food, that's Ratz and Hashem. He didn't have any charata, didn't feel he did a bad thing. By his level of bitach, Hashem sent me what I need to get. I did enough ishtadlus. I didn't feel he made a mistake. By a regular person who's to live a life that you're not real, you're not really holding by, if it works out well, very nice. But if it doesn't work out well, you'll have charata. You'll come to deny what you did. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara, says Rav Dessler, sometimes convinces a person to do over ishtadlus, do more than necessary, which really boils down to be koichi v'otzim biyadi. Why are you doing extra ishtadlus? Because you really feel that it works. My ishtadlus make things happen. Let's do more. Let me make a few more phone calls. Let me stay in the office another hour, because I really feel it's all me. It's not really Hashem. It's koichi v'atzim yodi, so I do more. That's you did over ishtadlus. You're not really trusting Hashem, and you think it's yourself. That's an historian of doing over ishtadlus. There's also an historian of doing under ishtadlus, to do less than necessary. And you put yourself in a dangerous situation. You may come to be toyer, you may come to regret what you did. Therefore, it's a very difficult game. The Yetzer sometimes makes you do over, sometimes it makes you do under. He says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu. We asked, why did Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu do this? How did he fall into this, Mr. Meraklin? Because we can understand it, because Ishtadus, you can't do more, but you can't do less. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu fell into this. Because if you need to do Ishtadus, you can't do less. That's why it was a Shlach Lachor, Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead. Moshe Rabbeinu felt it was Chayvas HaShtadlis. So Moshe Rabbeinu appoints the 12 Anoshim who are Roshi, Kulam Anoshim, Roshi Ben Yisrael Heimo. Lamai said it's a big tragedy, and these people, these Anoshim Doilim, in the end, they caused the whole nation to be killed in the Midbar. They themselves didn't merit to enter Israel. The Medrash says, "Anoshim deilim ayu." They are great people. Ela asu atzmam kiksilim. They made themselves into fools. It was a foolish thing what they ended up doing to deny Hashem. Hashem could do this. As if Hashem can't take care of him, of them. Hashem, who took him out of Mitzrayim, is unable to overcome the people of Eretz Canaan. Ma ata choshev? How did this happen? Negiyos. The Shoim writes, the negiyah of kavod, the negiyah. They felt they lose their position, and therefore it blinded them, and that's what happened. The message for us is that every person has in him Anoshim Doilim. He has to be careful of the Ksilim. As great as a person may be, his Sakona, his Ksil, his Negiyos, his Midas may affect him. Hamei Bin Yovin, certain things in the news, which I don't even know what they are exactly. Listen, that the message for us, we have to be careful for ourselves. Every person has to be aware he has in him greatness. We also have weaknesses, and the message is a person has to make sure his weaknesses are not blinding him and guiding him to wrong path. Even great people have the meraglim, these were not babies, these were great people. They fell big time and cause other people to fall as well. Therefore, every person to himself must be careful, Musa Yerushamayim, to value himself and make sure that our shortcomings don't affect our good things we do.
How do you know?
That's Avodas Hashem. It's a person has to continuously check himself out. You fashfish for myself, you mashmish for myself. That's what Musa is about. Every person must analyze his actions continuously. Be on top of things. Be aware. I would like now to. Parsha Shlach is such a big parsha. There's so much to talk about. We could literally be here for hours and not finish. But I would like together to go to the end of the parasha. These are untouched waters, because most people don't get there. There's so much to do at the beginning with the Meraglim. But the end of the parasha, the few psukim that we've heard of before, the psukim of Kriya Shema, we read for Maftir, we say this twice a day. I think it's well worth our while to spend some time focusing on those psukim. V'loisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei einichem asher atem zoidim achrehem. Says the Sifrit, what are we referring to? Achrei levavchem zu minus. Minus means apikorsus. What's right? What's the English word?
Heresy.
Okay. Achrei neichem zu haznus. As Shimshon said to his father, Oysa kachli ki yishar be'einai. Einechem einai is nus. Okay. So, lo yisa sura chei levavchem achei nechem, not to follow znus. Are we clean? I'm sure everyone in this room is not involved in znus. So, is this not neget us? Can we relax when we read this pasuk? Baruch Hashem, everyone's here, it's Erlach HaPasun. So, does this have any... Does this connect to our life? I'm Mordechai. Bi'olacha. Shulchan Aruch, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Bi'olacha over there quotes the Sheish Mitzvah Smidiyais. Six continuous mitzvahs, right? Eishat Torah. No, what did they talk about all day? Right? Sheish Mitzvah Smidiyais. And guess what? What's in the Sheish Mitzvah Smidiyais? There's something called Oysa Zohar Chei Levavchem Chei Neichem. What's it about? The Bi'alocha quotes the Chinuch. And the Chinuch says, Bichlal Aznus, a branch of znus is not just taivas noshim. Who mishu reidef achar taivas ha'olam, running after the pleasures of this world. If he's not doing it for a good purpose, therefore, it just kavanosei leharbeis tanugim is entailed in leisa sura achei levavchem achei neichem. Running after the pleasures of this world. Okay? So, having a nos, these are permitted anos. Is it as part of znus? So I want to ask you a question. Someone puts down, you go to, someone's making a birthday party. Wherever. And you see in front of you cream cake. Now cream cake is 100% unhealthy. It doesn't sustain you. It's full of poisons, sugar, cream. People are eating cream cake. It's for one purpose: typhus. Ask any doctor, tell you, hands off. Better to starve and don't have any cream cake. Okay, now you're not even hungry. You didn't think of eating it till it was put in your face. You stretch out your hand, you have a piece of cake, a candy, 100% poison. There's no benefit from eating candies. Garnish zero, divers. So I want to ask you a question, based on what we just learned. Is having a candy an issa deraisa of reis suah chel avachin chel nechem? Ta'anugim, taivas oyla bateh? Is that indeed the case? It's mutter, it's best hechsher in the world, but it's kulei taivas. It's for people who are eating in Hashem Shamayim, for bar mitzvah, chveis, for a kid. You tell the kid, if you learn all day, and all night I give you a candy. And the kid does. Okay, for him, it's mutter. But for us, it's just pure typhus.
It's different whether it's just an act of eating or it's a whole thought process. He's pursuing it with a passion. Is there a difference?
I hear what you're saying. People in the ice cream store having ice cream, They're standing in line. I say, dude, to the top, they want to choose all the colors and the tastes. So maybe they have a passion, they walked all the way. Says that is that is the raisa of Raisasur Khilavavchem, Khayanechem, Taivas Oilamazeh, Bikhlaz Nus. Is that the case? Well, if we look inside the chinuch, I think that's not the case. A good news. The chinuch defines shlo yudoif odom achar mareinov, to run after it, which is very similar to what Ari was trying to tell us. Ubechal ze shlo yudoif achar taivis oilam azeh bargiloi betaivis basmidoi behen mishu shumeisi nibay tomit labo tzadukim doilim. At one time, by the way, eating some taivas is not entailed in Noisua Chalavachim. A person would now have three times a day in every meal have this huge ice cream. He's changing his lifestyle. He's running after it. That would be Noisua Chalavachim Chayenechem. Yeah, but randomly, not changing who you are, you can't call yourself a Rudifa Chayulam Azeh. But a person who sucks himself into new desires that he's continuously involved with them, that would be the beautiful chinuch over there on the spot tells us. Dalach Abni says, you should please remember the principle: Aveira goreis aveira, and mitzvah goreis mitzvah. And if you fall to your taivas once, it'll cause you to do more and more. And if you're strong enough to stop and to overcome your desire and your lust, it'll become easier. The future will be much more easier. A friend of mine commented to me this week, where do you get a package deal? Where do you get lo yisusuach el avavchem v'cheinechem minus znus taivas oilam azeh in one shot? Where you became all the dinim and all the shittas? Ah, said movies. In movies, you eat the There's nus, b'shefa. There's minus, also the Christian ideas and all sorts of foreign ideas. And you get taivas oilam azeh. New aspirations, your car, your sports car you want to buy now, and your house you want to expand, all sorts of things you get in movies. Besides burning, wasting time and causing your brain to stop working. See, you get a package deal, you get all the shitters, all the deals in one shot. That's movies, that's what they are. And people, indeed, you bring yourself into taivas oilam azeh. Hamevin Yovin. There's a very important Rabbi Chonon, which is very fundamental. It's worthwhile spending our time. It's Yisoid for Kol HaTorah Kulo, commenting on our pasuk. Levavchem, say Chazal in the Sifri, Zuminus. Heresy, right? As for Rabbi Chonon, it doesn't make sense. Minus is a problem in your mind. Why do Chazal darshan Minus as a Chay Levavchem? It should have said, Loisur Chay Datchem, Achay Roishchem. Why does it say achei levavchem? To be minus. The lev is not where you think. You're thinking in the head. A minus is a problem in your thinking. Question number two. The Rambam in the very first mitzvah, is a mitzvah to believe. La'amin des Hashem. Asa b'chonon, mimon afshach. If the guy is a believer, he gets it, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't have to command him to do it, he's already got it. And if he doesn't get it, then how can you command him to get it? He doesn't get it. If his brain doesn't register, so how can you force him to register? He doesn't get it. If you get it, so you know it already, I don't need a mitzvah. If you didn't get it, you don't recognize the Koshbohu, so if you didn't, so how can I force you to, how can I say I have a mitzvah? Believe? I don't believe, I don't get it, I don't see the Koshbohu, I don't need it exist. So how can you tell me to believe? Number three, we see in history many, and today as well, many great wise people, the most intellectual people in the world, the biggest professors, are atheists. Aristo, what the Rambam says, was a level less than Nevuah. His chokhmah was so great, he didn't get it. He couldn't see Hashem. All the PhDs, universities across the world, clever people, don't see Hashem. They don't see it. They're atheists. So how could it be a bar mitzvah boy who's turned 13, a kid, he's mitzvah ma'atoyra to recognize Hashem. If they can't get it, so what do you expect from this kid? 13 years old. How can it be his mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I really still couldn't understand? What do you want from him? Bnei Noach, you have a goy from Black Africa, comes to Shamayim. They ask him, Sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach. So what? Sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach, did you do them? Don't know what you're talking about. Gehenna. What do you want from me? He says, what do you want from me? No one told me about these things. Gehenna. What do you want from the guy? No one taught him. So why is he being punished? No. It's all going. No one taught them. He never went to cheder, never went to school. Why is he being liable for not doing the Sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach? Says Abu Chanan, yes, so it's...
Who said he's going to get him?
Yes, to be kind, Sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach.
What's called
There's no proof to Nishnish, but we'll see why. Shemayin, hold him liable.
If someone who's Jewish that doesn't never learned, then and all the various he never knew.
Good question.
Why would
he never
know?
Also, Tinnish Nishma needs to bring a carbon. The shoygek. I don't have the tool shoygek by going. Tiretzi. Says Abu Chanan Yisoid. Emuna, says the Borei Olam, is poshut, it's simple. You don't need to be a philosopher to recognize the world has a creator. Quotes the Choyves HaVavas in Shara Yichud Perek Vav. Says the Choyves HaVavas, there are people who say the world is created by chance without a Boira. Says, I'm bewildered. I can't believe a Medaber, a person the level of the human being, would say such a shtus that the world is created by itself. If a person, says the Choyves HaVavas, if you come to a place, you see a water mill that's irrigating one field. Would you think it happened by itself? You see design. Obviously, there's a designer. Things that happen by chance don't are not organized. If a person takes ink and throws it at the page, at a white piece of paper, would writing come out? Would letters appear? Of course not. Only things that are designed with a thought come out in an orderly way. If a person would look at the fan and say, this fan will happen by itself, لِمَشُّغَيْ خَشِفْ, the guy would be abnormal, normal. The thing that happened by itself. You see something that works, you see it's all designed, everything has a purpose, every part of the machine has exact purpose what it's doing, the screws, it's turning around, creating wind, you have a string to pull it, you have different levels, it's turning around. The Meshugai Hashem is something that thinks that happened by itself. The Medrash says, a min approached Rabbi Akiva and he asked him, who created the world? Said Rabbi Akiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said the min, Hareini Dova Boru, give me clear evidence. Rabbi Akiva said to him, and who created your shirt? He said, Ha'oireg. Said Rabbi Akiva, Hareini Dova Boru, prove it to me, the Oireg made your shirt.
What's an
Oireg? An Oireg, a weaver. Keshem Shatalis made al Oireg, Hadeles made al Nagor. If you see a door, you know it's made by, it's testifying as a carpenter who made it, who fashioned it, formed it. Habayis made al Abanai. You see a building, you know the builders who built it. And therefore, Hashemayim is suffering for it. Kill. Mipsori echze eloka. You don't need to be a philosopher if you see everything has a function, the fingers, legs, you name it. Different. Everything in the human body, in the universe, the sun, the moon, everything has a tafkid, wind, air, winter, summer, day, night. Ain't that of a safe? You see design, you see a finished product, you know there's a designer. The same way the table, the door, testify there was a carpenter who made it, because you see design. Therefore, you don't have to be a philosopher to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, we're back to square one. If that's the case, how is it the wisest of people, the philosophers, the professors don't get it? It's so simple. A kid of 13 can get it. Why don't they get it? Says Abul Chanan, the Yisoid is from the Torah, Ki ha-shoychad ya'aver einei chachomim. Shoychad, you give someone, you bribe someone. You give a bribe to Moshe Rabbeinu. It'll be aver his seichel. We see that the rotzein of a person can affect his mind. You give a person a bribe, he gets a benefit from you, his mind gets affected. The greater the rotzayin is, the more it can tilt the mind. Therefore, if a person has a tremendous rotzayin, which says the following, leave me alone, let the world be hefker. Don't tell me what to do. If the world is hefker, I can do whatever I feel like. I don't want to be restricted by religion. If that's your rot sign, it will tilt your mind. And the same way a drunker, someone's drunk, he may be genius, but if he's drunk, his mind's not functioning. A person who has a rotzayin, who doesn't want to know, he wants to live the life he is, a free life, he's drunk, l'inyan emunah, and he won't see it. and his mind can tell him 2 and 2 equals 5. As wise for everything else, he's a genius. He can invent anything. But if he has a strong rot sign, that can overcome his mind.
Because that's the koach of shoychat.
And therefore, kfira, where does it stem from? It's not a problem in the mind. It's a problem in the heart. It's the heart that is affecting the mind. So when we say lois asurach elavavchem zu aminus, and we ask, why is it elavavchem? It's the problem of the mind. No, it's all because of the heart. Where you make yourself free, clean in your heart, and be open to the MS, you'd see it. You'd see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever you look. If you don't want to see it, that's why you're a koifer. That's why you're an atheist. We asked, how could a child of 13 expect to know more than a risto? Yes. His mitzvah is keep your heart clean. We asked, how could it be a mitzvah to believe? If he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it. The mitzvah is clean your heart. Maybe you'll see it. A ben noyach comes to Shammai and says, no one taught me. Says Abu Hanan, since the Munah is open to everyone, everyone recognizes the Creator. Once you recognize it, you should recognize it as a Creator. Everything done is done with a purpose. Nothing is done for no reason. Anything made is made for a purpose. So if there's a Creator of the world, what was the Creator? What did he create the world for? You should be drunk? Did you really think the world is created that you should get drunk and do nothing all day? There must be a purpose. Should have found out. Should have gone to find out, what is the Creator, what do you want from me? And therefore your nitva, you didn't do the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. You should have found out. From this Emunah comes our Torah Min HaShamayim. Why? What's the connection? Because once you recognize as a Creator, what's the Tachlis? What does he want? He must have revealed to us what he wants from us. There must be a Torah. There must be, he gave us his instructions. And from there comes Emunah and Bias HaMashiach. Because look around us, it's not happening. Most people don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Must be that the heavenly plan has yet to come out. Be Moshe Mashiach when Omole or it's there. The Nigre Kvod Hashem v'Yam Hashem Melech HaKol Oretz. So it has to happen. There will be in Moshe Mashiach. So what we learn together today, very important in Yesodos, we started off with the Shtadlus, and Shtadlus, you're not allowed to do over Shtadlus. You have to be careful doing under Shtadlus. That's why even Moshe Rabbeinu fell into the Meraglim. Why? Because he felt that it was necessary to be done. We learned that even great people can fall because everyone has his downside. And that's why our responsibility is to make sure, work on our downside, don't ignore it, because it could affect us. We learned about Lo Yisurach Elavavchem, Redif HaSoilam Azeh. It's from the Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidiyos of Lo Yisurach Elavavchem Chayinechem. And it means big time Redifa, it's not a one time thing. And then we learned big Yisoidus in Emunah, Rabbi Chon of Vassama, is to be found in the Kovetz Oros, in the end of Yvamas. We learned what's mean, what's got to do with Lev, that Emunah is Poshet. A person who has no negias, you see a Creator, wherever you look around, you see design, there must be a designer. That's Poshet, and all the greatest professors, the greatest intellectual people in the world, who are all atheists, because they don't want to see it. They want to see it, they would see the MS, because it's MS of Poshet. Just they don't want to see it, because they don't want the ramifications they don't accept. And therefore they rationalize and philosophize and say all sorts of things, big bangs and all the rest, wherever they say, but it's drawing truth to him, but nothing, anything you see that this has a design, it was made by someone. Nothing happens by itself. Shal koyach, have a good Shabbos, and in a few minutes we'll discuss the beautiful ideas, the mitzvah tzitzis of this week's parasha. Thank you very much.
Okay.